North Carolina appeals court rules over 60,000 voters must verify eligibility. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 4, 2025. A North Carolina appeals court has ruled that more than 60,000 voters who voted in the state's Supreme Court election in November 2024 must verify that they are eligible to vote. The ruling from the appeals court ordering more than 65,000 voters to prove their eligibility comes after Judge Jefferson Griffin, who ran against North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Ricks in November, challenged the results of the election, according to NBC News. Per the outlet, voters now have 15 business days to provide state elections officials with the necessary proof of identity that would verify their votes, and voters who do not respond will not have their votes counted in the race. The inclusion of even one unlawful ballot in a vote total dilutes the lawful votes and effectively disenfranchises lawful voters, the panel of three judges wrote. Post-election protests protect against this risk of vote dilution by enabling candidates and voters to rigorously investigate the election process, identify and challenge unlawful ballots, and ensure those ballots are not counted. The ruling from the appeals court comes after a judge in Wake County rejected Griffin's attempt to throw out 65,000 ballots that had been cast in the election, according to the News and Observer. Griffin's legal argument centers on a claim thousands of people who voted in the election were ineligible to vote, mostly because they did not provide proof of identity, through either a Social Security number or a driver's license, according to the New York Times. Per the outlet, Judge Griffin's legal argument centers on a claim that about 65,000 people who cast their ballots in the election were ineligible to vote, mostly because they did not provide proof of identity, either the last four digits of a Social Security number or a driver's license number, when they registered. There is evidence in court filings, however, that many of those voters did not provide that information, but for several reasons, name changes after marriage, key punching mistakes, they never appeared in the database. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton previously reported that as Riggs was running for re-election, she made abortion a central part to her campaign.